Caring for Your Project Team, written by Harry T. Roman, narrated by Kat Lookabaugh. Introduction. My model for business is the Beatles. They were four guys who kept each other's negative tendencies in check. They balanced each other, and the total was greater than the sum of the parts. That's how I see business. Great things in business are never done by one person. They're done by a team of people. Steve Jobs. During my 36-year career in a Fortune 500 company, I have had the privilege and honor of leading and serving on many project teams. My particular style of team leadership involved the development of and/or transfer of new technologies for application throughout the company. Technology transfer, if you will. In effect, I was acting as an intrapreneur, an activity I very much enjoyed. Nothing, I believe, builds professional skills better and faster than leading project teams, especially interdepartmental teams. My most valuable asset, developed over years of practice, was my ability to bring people together to accomplish worthwhile things. I usually had no line authority over team members, just the promise of solving important problems with unique and creative solutions. Note the word creative. You will hear this word many times in this recording. I have had to convince not only my colleagues they should serve on my team, but also had to convince their bosses to allow them to participate. To my chagrin, I have seen teams badly handled, and I have also been on teams that failed because of lack of leadership. Successful teams feed off great leadership, and throughout this short volume, I shall be hammering this point home. Good management is always important, but leadership gets the job done. It unites the team, and without a united team, there is no team. Just a gathering of individuals vaguely hoping that what they are doing is what is needed. Leadership is the strategic force that provides team members with turbocharge for a productive and exciting mission. The catalyst around which team members rally and contribute. It should be a joyous thing to serve on a team, not drudgery. Following a caring leader is an experience to be fondly remembered and emulated. Always remember, trust and leadership are the heart and soul of any team. Harry Roman. Team Leader Activities for Success. Individual commitment to a group effort. That's what makes a team work, a company work, a society work, a civilization work. Vince Lombardi. Teams can be an exhilarating experience for both the leaders and the members, representing a chance to do something different and new. Having spent more than 30 years managing and leading interdepartmental teams and R&D-based new product development projects, it's fair to say I've been through the process a good number of times. Many of the teams I led typically involved large issue concepts and projects, such as developing an advanced technique for power system load flow analysis, demonstration testing, evaluation, and marketing of solar systems, design of a central station photovoltaic power plant, using robots in nuclear power plants and other utility operations, application of artificial intelligence technology in a utility system, microsensors adapted to large station transformers, and developing an information architecture for the smart utility. These teams usually involved multi-year team member commitments, 3 to 5 years, composed of 5 to 10 team members. The projects usually had large budgets and a finished product that was both hardware and software based. The company then implemented the finished products within the company's tactical and strategic operations. I often supplemented the teams with vendors and outside consultants. As a team leader, I was the one who presented the initial proposal to senior management for the startup or seed funding, followed by sustaining annual budgets. Although each team can be different in their specific charge, member mix, lifespan, and senior management oversight, overall, teams usually consist of a basic set of typical activities that characterize the team's movement and evolution of teams. The process, as I have experienced it, is described here. Remember, any team is about leading a group of individuals to pull toward a common goal, do something important for the company, grow their skills and expand their professional toolboxes, learn how to lead teams themselves, and share a common feeling of accomplishment. Typical activities that characterize leading a team. Receive the charge from senior management for the problems to be solved or the new product to be developed. Identify the talents needed for the team to do its work. Select team members. Convene the team. Connect the team to the challenge as well as the corporation. Discuss the importance of the team's work from a tactical and strategic standpoint. Make sure the team owns the challenge. Solidify the team's meeting schedule. Conduct and lead divergent thinking. Brainstorm about the challenge. Identify potential approaches and solutions. Discuss nagging issues. Discuss potential pitfalls. Evaluate what others have done in this area. Focus and connect team thinking. Select most promising approaches or solutions. Develop plan of action for the team to carry out. Parcel out work assignments. Develop figures of merit for measuring team effectiveness. Determine if outside consultants, partners, and/or special talent is needed. Do the work. Conduct and lead team activities. Hold regular meetings. Let team members voice their ideas and comments. Determine if members should visit other companies to gather information. Determine the amount of information to be disclosed in papers, articles, and releases. Publish as approved. Keep senior management involved and up to date. Let team members present to senior management. File any intellectual property as uncovered or developed. Coach and counsel team members and help them develop and grow. And finally, finish the team activities. Publish final reports and host final presentations. Close out all existing team accounts and outside contracts. Thank team members and departments who contributed personnel to the team. If necessary, help other departments implement team findings and propose team recommendations as justified. Many experts in team psychology tend to characterize the life cycle of a team as 5 distinct phases, and it may be helpful to think of it this way. Forming. The team forms and members experience transitioning from an individual to a team player. Testing boundaries is likely. Storming, a tough phase where team members learn how complex their charge is and how to cope with doing things cooperatively rather than simply relying on individual experiences. Norming, team ground rules are explicitly identified and followed. Collaborative behavior becomes normal. Performing. The team develops good, solid plans and ideas for solving the problem charge at hand. Relationships and expectations are stabilized. Transforming. Best practices uncovered by the team are put into practice, leading to continuous corporate improvement. A very important and often overlooked aspect of a team's life cycle is to close out the project and finalize relevant expenses. Teams should not go on forever. They should be sunsetted in a careful and meticulous way, in accordance with company accounting and reporting practices. Connecting to your team is critical. Teamwork is the ability to work together toward a common vision, the ability to direct individual accomplishment toward organizational objectives. It is the fuel that allows common people to attain uncommon results. Andrew Carnegie. No team member wants to serve on a team that exists in isolation, unconnected to the future of the company. The very excitement of being on a team represents the chance to do something different, to make a difference, and let's be upfront, to get noticed. Team members naturally covet the chance to do something creative, to think and act outside the box, and maybe even disrupt the status quo in the company or industry. These expectations are the joie de vivre of motivated teams. People get excited about working with different team members, perhaps for the first time, putting fresh eyes on a problem important to the company, or introducing new technology for others to use. A wise team leader populates a team with members who can positively stimulate others to step into new territory, essentially those brave enough to hold hands and challenge tradition. A wiser team leader firmly connects the team to the value of solving the problem. It is critical to aim the team in the proper direction as soon as possible on its journey based on the value of a solution. Outline the financial benefits the company will accrue. Explain the tactical, strategic advantages the solution portends. Show how the solution can impact the industry's marketing landscape. Validate creativity will be highly valued and new ideas will be listened to. Introduce team members to corporate senior management before starting the project and during the team's term of work. Assure that personal, professional growth will not suffer during this assignment. How teams can veer off course. The teams I witnessed go awry did so for the following failed leadership reasons. The team leader never unified the team's focus with the importance of the problem to be solved. Was harsh to original ideas, unwilling to consider possible new directions. Kept the team in isolation, unconnected, and out of senior management sight. Conducted infrequent team meetings, group sessions, or frank discussions. Excessively controlled what the team was allowed to do and how it approached the problem. The team leader determined the plan of action, not the team members. Handed out work assignments in a piecemeal, automated fashion, and then did the integrative work without review or input from team members. Developing team members is important. Coming together is a beginning. Keeping together is progress. Working together is success. Henry Ford. When employees serve on teams, whether they are from the same department or from a variety of departments, it doesn't mean they have entered a time warp where professional growth stops. In fact, professional growth should be a continuous process. A very cogent case can be made that team assignments increase team member developmental needs greatly. Two aspects here are worth discussing. First, the general growth of the employee should continue, as perhaps the supervisor and the employee have outlined at previous performance reviews or coaching sessions. The specifics of this growth can be defined by a variety of agreed-to or recommended programs, courses, or special programs. Team leaders should check with member supervisors to see how far their current program of development has progressed and what remains to be done. All team members' developmental needs should, at the very least, be coordinated between their supervisor and team leader. Secondly, the specific team assignment undertaken could require team members to receive specialized technical or business training to complete their team activities. Such training is certainly normal to expect, and it gives team members a powerful uplift, knowing they are boldly going into new territory and will be among the first in the company to explore a new area. Such action will most assuredly boost their creative motivations. How team leaders can affect outcome. Here's how a careless team leader can really harm a team. By neglecting employee development opportunities. Ignoring the desires or requests of team members for professional growth opportunities. Keeping their noses to the grindstone so they cannot think about professional growth. Not permitting team members to attend conferences or seminars dealing with information relevant to what the team is doing. Not sanctioning any writing of papers or presentations outside the company that discuss what the team is doing. In some cases where proprietary information is at stake, some restrictions may be necessary, but not a complete blackout. Drastically restricting travel or visits to other companies where data or info gathering may benefit the team and its timetable. Never allowing team members to cover for the team leader during an absence or not allowing them to cover a meeting for him or her. Not promoting from within the team when opportunities arise, or bringing outside members onto the team without discussing with the existing members and/or explaining why. Restricting team members from planning their own growth trajectories, not accepting their input as to why they should partake in new opportunities to grow and develop. Providing no opportunity for team members to assume responsibilities for portions of the team's work. Or an opportunity to lead and manage that work, as well as guide some of the other team members. not allowing more experienced team members to mentor younger or less experienced team members. Encourage creativity. If you want creative workers, give them enough time to play. John Cleese. Creativity is a delicate flower, and it can be damaged in many different ways. Many managers have a tendency to curtail the whole idea of creativity. Young engineers covet the chance to work on creative projects. Truth be told, there are no creative projects, only creative people and leaders who create the circumstances where creativity thrives and flourishes. Teams are convened to bring together people with different backgrounds to solve problems that are important to an industry. Great team leaders select a cross-section of corporate talent that will have a high chance of success as a team, hopefully manifesting information that could greatly alter the company's position in the marketplace, giving it strategic advantage. Creativity is what a team uses to explore their charge. Think of it this way. Technology is the know-how we use to convert what we have, people, resources, money, and time, into what we need and want. Creativity is composed of the specific ways we envision and define a team's challenge to maximize success and outcomes. Ideally, it would seem giving maximum freedom for a team to look at different ways to view their problem is going to give best results. Of course, in the real world, a balance must be struck, and the team should have the time to define who they are and what they must do to generate creative scenarios about how to solve the problems at hand. Teams need time to think divergently and then converge upon a best solution. Engaging and promoting creativity. So important is team creativity, I shall do a quick refresher about it now. Folks use different techniques or enablers to bring their creative juices to bear on a problem. From my experience with many fellow inventors, team leaders, and colleagues, here is an unprioritized list of things I believe promote creativity within a team setting. Keep the mind receptive to change and ready to accept new evidence, even if it means abandoning a long-held belief. Appreciate and seek out the interfaces between subjects and disciplines, and look for ways to exploit these especially fertile areas. These zones are the tectonic plates of invention and creativity. Try to see the whole problem and the pieces necessary for its solution at the same time. That is, see the forest and the trees together. Never tire of asking questions about your problem. Talk to it. Ask it questions. Squeeze as much information out of the problem as possible. Even dare to redefine the problem if it will result in a relevant solution. Tease the problem. Turn it inside out. Twist it out of shape. Make it a humorous entity. Take it to extremes. Give it color, texture, and character. Play with it. Liken the problem to other things you or others have solved. Classifying the problem will produce interesting insights. It could allow you to solve the problem in pieces, then integrate the pieces later. Do not force a solution, oversimplify it, or rush to solve it. Let the problem marinate until the team feels comfortable confronting it. Maintain a healthy respect for the aspects of the problem your team does not yet understand. It is okay not to know everything when you start working on the problem. Much of ancient civilization knew little about the mechanics of structures, yet built some of the most durable Gothic churches and wonders of the world. Get comfortable with complexity. It breeds opportunities for non-linear solutions and those interface zones I spoke about earlier. The human mind thrives on complexity, and contrary to popular wisdom, can handle it quite well. How team creativity can be diminished. Here is how a short-sighted team leader can wilt the creative flower. Choke down new ideas or creative scenarios the team might want to consider as possible solutions too quickly, essentially curtailing divergent thinking. Impose conditions on the team where members feel uncertain, perhaps even fearful about bringing new ideas before the team, and not discussing certain solution scenarios. criticize team members or ideas that seem to go against what the current corporate philosophy is or those that rankle the team leader's philosophy. Break the trust with team members by doing something that goes against what the team believes is proper behavior or is dishonest. Harshly criticize someone's ideas or thoughts regarding a possible solution. Do not defend the team with upper management. Fail to stand by the team's recommendations and actions. Make failure a death sentence, severely punishing the team, shutting off any exploratory efforts to try something new. What good leaders might say to team members. Alone, we can do so little. Together, we can do so much. Helen Keller. It is often said that leadership is hard to define, but you know it when you see and experience it. I can vouch for that. Leaders are people you would never want to disappoint because you know they respect you without reservation. Here are some typical things I believe great leaders would say to their team members. What do you all think? I messed up, my fault. I will clear this up as soon as possible. How can I help you clear this obstacle from your path? Who in the company do you think I should have a chat with? Have we asked the right questions? Are there others we did not ask and should have? Do we have all the skills we need on this team to do our work? Is there anyone inside or outside the company who should be on this team or consulting with it? If you think this item is important to evaluate, put a plan together to do it and let's take a look at it. Have we done this analysis to the best of our abilities? Might there be more that we should have done? If so, what do you all recommend? Can we handle the sudden change in plans our senior managers have just requested? How does this affect our current schedule? What lessons have we learned from our recent failed attempt? How could we do it better next time? Thank you. I believe in you. Keep pressing forward. And finally, don't get sidetracked by rumors. We have bigger fish to fry. Compliments of my former boss. The voices of others. This section is a sampling of thoughts from colleagues I have had the pleasure of working with over the decades. I asked them to sound off on things they felt strongly about, things not to do with or on teams. So, here are their comments to add emphasis to the previous discussions. From Mel Z, a longtime colleague and aficionado of teams and technology transfer, and like myself, an inventor. Do define the problem, but do not start with any assumptions about the solution. Do not micromanage. Do start with a brainstorming meeting at which any idea, no matter how crazy, can be proposed without criticism. Criticize ideas, not people. Always be supportive of other team members. You are all in the same leaky lifeboat. You may point out negative results of an idea, but never use terms like stupid, idiotic, childish, etc. Do not end any meeting without a clear assignment of tasks to be done, who is to do them, and a schedule. From Jim M., a versatile manager who served on and led countless teams in many different venues. Know when to sunset a team and close it out properly. Do not let them go on forever. Implement what the team found out and recommended. Move on to other important work. From Joanne D., communications consultant and longtime friend. Be respectful of another team member's idea, even if you don't agree. Ask a few questions. There might be a nugget in there somewhere that could work. Never lose your temper in a team meeting. Nothing poisons a productive meeting environment more effectively than an adult temper tantrum. Besides losing your temper, you'll also lose the respect of your team members. If your own idea is challenged, remember the old saying to keep calm and carry on. Maybe you need to explain your thoughts more clearly. Try not to take it personally. Avoid the urge to sabotage another team member's idea behind his or her back. Word travels swiftly. From Nancy R., Project Manager. Make sure the team leader is accessible, not absent or hard to reach, by distance or other means. About the author. Harry T. Roman holds 12 U.S. patents, has received numerous engineering, invention, and teaching awards, and has published more than 550 scientific papers, articles, monographs, and books. In 1999, the New Jersey Technology Education and Engineering Association named Roman a Distinguished Technology Educator. In 2005, the New Jersey Inventors Hall of Fame honored him with an Inventor of the Year Award for his application of mobile robots in hazardous work environments. In 1996, IEEE honored Roman with a Meritorious Achievement Award for developing continuing education products for IEEE members. Again, in 2006, IEEE honored him with an Outstanding Engineer Award. Roman also received IEEE's 2015 Region 1 Excellence in Teaching Award. Every month, more than 250,000 educators read his feature articles appearing in various national publications. In PSE&G's R&D group, where Roman worked for 36 years, he directed and consulted on more than $100 million worth of projects and programs and taught graduate-level R&D project management courses at the New Jersey Institute of Technology, NJIT. Throughout his engineering career, Roman worked with schools around the state, bringing the excitement of real-world problem-solving into the classroom. Retired since 2006, he has published more than 70 resource books, math card games, and science kits for teachers, products valued for their head-in-hands approach to teaching creativity, invention, STEM, engineering, and alternate energy topics in the classroom. Roman now spends many hours in the classroom working with teachers and students in West Orange, Montclair, and Livingston, conducting special student project team challenges. He is an advisor and author to the Edison Innovation Foundation and docent and special lecturer at the Thomas Edison National Historic Park in West Orange. Roman also admits to writing and publishing poetry and short stories. For the past 3 years, he has been teaching graduate school at Montclair State University in their teaching college, where he co-teaches a unique course about applying STEM techniques in the classroom. This is Being Caring for Your Project Team, written by Harry T. Roman, narrated by Kat Lukabaugh.